AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Canceling current plans, saying he'll hold an all-employee safety meeting from the factory in Renton, Washington, where 737 jetliners are made, ahead of Boeing. FAA grounding Boeing 737 MAX 9s after a panel on one blew out in flight Friday over the Portland, Oregon area. There's been a nearly 30% drop in arrests for trying to cross the southern border illegally in the past 2 weeks, say U.S. Border Patrol officials. Mexico's boosting enforcement, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
In December, Mexico sent more than 20 flights full of migrants from the U.S. border region to southern Mexican cities, and even as far as Venezuela in some cases.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken went to Mexico City last month to talk to Mexican leaders. Blinken in the Mideast and Qatar, saying the U.S. rejects statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for resettlement of Palestinians outside Gaza.
They only make it harder to secure a future of Palestinian-led Gaza.
This is ABC News. More reaction to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin being in the hospital since Monday night, still there and having been in intensive care for part of his stay, but the White House only learning of it days later, and the Pentagon announcing it only yesterday. While the U.S. defense chief is in the hospital, says ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Heightened tensions in the Middle East. The Biden administration launching a retaliatory strike in Baghdad, killing a militia leader who officials say was responsible for recent attacks on American troops. Senator Tom Cotton speaking out against the lack of transparency, saying there should be consequences for this shocking breakdown.
Austin's at Walter Reed Military Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland. He issued a statement saying he'll try to do better. Activists want a federal judge to order Georgia to stop using its current election system. They argue electronic touchscreen voting machines are vulnerable to attack. Election officials say that's not so. A trial over all this in Atlanta starts Tuesday. Mardi Gras season partying is underway in New Orleans. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What we want. weren't Jack FM, would we do this?
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, slight chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 29, chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 31 Tuesday with snow likely, 27, overcast skies Wednesday. Looking further out, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 21.
Wonder if this will be the bunch of songs in a row where Jack FM does something cool. Sure, AI's replacing jobs, but Jack FM isn't worried about a computer-generated voice.
Darkness, there's a light that I can't find. Take a selfie with you. 866-930-JACK. Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
had $1,000 a day bunch of songs habit, you'd sell stuff too.
Don't miss out on limited time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear. Your child has cancer. Saying Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Teen tonight, under cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, slight chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 29, chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 31 Tuesday with snow likely. 27, overcast skies Wednesday. Looking further out, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20 degrees.
The best thing I've ever heard on 103.1 Jack FM is,
I love you.
raising the minimum wage won't affect Jack FM's minimum effort. For listening to Jack FM, even though we're bad for your diet.
Go for it, Jack.
Jack FM.
day.